This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Isabel Escamilla. Date of birth is April the 20th, 1970. Case ID number is 5948222. Date of exam, February the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical source statement from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 4/19/2021. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old divorced and remarried female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of vertigo, comma, hypertension, comma, angina slash AFib, comma, anxiety slash panic attack slash depression, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, and asthma slash sleep apnea. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2017, where she worked as an assistant manager for Stripes for 1 year. She also worked at St. Jude for 4 years at Coca-Cola company for 2 years. The claimant states that she had other jobs as well, which were small jobs. During that time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her second husband and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, vertigo. Number two, high blood pressure slash hypertension. Number three, angina slash AFib, comma. Number four, anxiety slash panic attack slash depression. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, hypothyroidism. And number seven, asthma slash sleep apnea. History of allegations. Number one, vertigo. The claimant states that in 1988, she developed dizziness and vertigo, which, with attacks that she would have 2 to 3 times per day. She states her vertigo consists of dizziness, comma, decreased balance, comma, nausea and vomiting, comma, and states that she has to close her eyes when she sees things going around her. She's had this for many years and states it has been very debilitating for her. She is presently on meclizine, 25 milligrams TID, which she states does help her with her condition. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, occipital headaches, comma, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 136 over 95 mmHg. She is presently taking nebivolol 10 milligrams QD, metoprolol ER 25 milligrams QD, and prazosin 5 milligrams QD, along with olmesartan hydrochlorothiazide 40 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams, one half tablet QD. Her condition at this time appears to be stable, although she does have a borderline high diastolic level. Allegation number three, angina slash atrial fibrillation. The claimant states that in 2018, she presented herself to Edinburgh Regional Medical Center and then was transferred to McAllen Heart Hospital for 1 week, secondary to having angina and atrial fibrillation. She states the character of the pain was a sharp pain located on the left side of her chest, which radiated up to her neck and lasted for approximately 2 minutes. The claimant states that she has this pain at least once a month, and it's precipitated most of the time by some kind of exertion. She states that she's been given nitroglycerin tablets, and the last time that she had this chest discomfort, she had to take 2 nitroglycerin tablets to relieve the pain. She states resting also relieves the pain, but that antacids do nothing for her condition. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, menopause, and high cholesterol. The claimant does suffer from gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant states that she also has shortness of breath, pedal edema, and orpnea, where she has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with angina/atrial fibrillation. She is scheduled for another appointment with another cardiologist on April the 4th, 2023, to evaluate treatment for her atrial fibrillation. However, she appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, anxiety/panic attack/depression/post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that when she was 6 years old, and from the time she was 6 to 9 years old, she was sexually and physically abused by her father, and that her mother allowed it and approved of her father sexually abusing her. The father also went on to abuse other sisters and brothers as well. The claimant states that she suffers now from decreased memory, has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts. She also suffers from insomnia, decreased energy, increased appetite, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, and increased anger. She feels a lot of resentment towards her parents and other family members who refuse to accept what happened to her. She also was physically and verbally abused by her first husband, and that marriage ended in divorce. The claimant is also suffering from depression from her brother passing away, knowing that her brother was physically abused by the father as well. She is receiving psychiatric therapy for her condition, but states that it just never seems to go away, is what the claimant is saying. She is presently on Effexor 300 milligrams POQD, which does have help a little bit, but never makes the memories disappear. Allegation number 5, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out around 170 to 190. The claimant states that she has had the lowest blood sugar of 134 and the highest of 205. She is presently on metformin 500 milligrams BID. She has had a hemoglobin A1C performed, but she does not recall what the percentage was, but states that it was fairly normal. The claimant does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her fingers, but her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. She was diagnosed with non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Allegation number 6, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2022, she was borderline hypothyroidism, and she has been closely observed for her condition. She is presently not taking any medications at this time for her thyroid function, and states that she is just presently borderline. She states that she has gained weight and does feel bloated every so often. Allegation number 7. Asthma / sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to develop asthma. She states that the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. The claimant does smoke 3 cigarettes per day and did so for approximately 30 years. She states she does not smoke that much. The last time she was in the emergency room was in 2022. She denies being hospitalized or intubated for her condition, and she is presently on inhalers. She was diagnosed with sleep apnea, but her insurance would not pay for a CPAP machine. And, of course, she has been also diagnosed with asthma. At the present time, she is on Breztri inhaler, 1 inhalation QD, which appears to be controlling her symptoms at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time, and her physician is Dr. Munoz. She is presently on Celebrex 200 milligrams QD and gabapentin 100 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She states she does do some physical activity, which is minimal. She also receives a Toradol shot every week for pain. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but not any strenuous exercise. Family history. She has not seen her father because of the physical abuse. He is approximately 80 years old. Her mother died at the age of 75. She had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, heart disease, and died from complications of her diabetes. She has a sister with atrial fibrillation and a brother who died from liver cancer. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, questionable myocardial infarction, comma, major depressive disorder, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, generalized anxiety disorder, comma, gastritis, comma, obesity, comma, questionable borderline hypothyroidism, comma, vitamin B12 deficiency anemia, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, vertigo of central origin, comma, iodine deficiency, hypothyroidism, comma, insomnia, comma, essential hypertension, comma. Angina / atrial fibrillation. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 243 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 136/95 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 40, general. This is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to anxiety and depression. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant is going for a CT scan to evaluate why she is so distended. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed and anxious for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis and reflex and brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant appears to be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and has difficulty forgetting the past of what happened with her parents. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. However, she did attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was able to walk around the room without the cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? Could you drop down to assistive devices? The claimant did have a cane that I think she uses for support. However, she is able to ambulate without it. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally, and the claimant is able to pinch, make a fully closed fist, and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexers finger control is normal bilaterally. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, normal. Labs, the claimant's labs were normal, except for a liver function test, AST, which was borderline high at 39. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, except with a limp. There is a normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to anxiety / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder, comma. And vertigo. Probable diagnoses. Number one, vertigo - being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. The claimant did not have any attacks while she was at my office. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated with various medications. Blood pressure was 136 over 95 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, the claimant was somewhat anxious when she started to talk about her past, and that may have contributed to her high blood pressure. Number three, angina / atrial fibrillation, still being evaluated at this time, normal physical exam at this time. Number four, anxiety / panic attack / depression, being seen by a psychiatrist for her condition. The claimant appears to still have a lot of resentment and anger towards her parents and family members of what happened in the past. Number five, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated with medication at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. Number six, hypothyroidism, borderline, not being treated at this time, but being closely observed. And number seven, asthma / sleep apnea, secondary to morbid obesity, normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Isabel Escamilla.